Well, before we do anything else, we've got a moment to celebrate here. So, Laura, if you will come on up here. This is the 15th anniversary of Laura being hired in as our children's director. And we wanted to give you a few things just to celebrate this. There's some... And this is, and we could keep on clapping for you forever because we are that grateful. But this is a, I know it's a big moment for you. And it is for us. I know I've had three kids come through that you've had, and most of us out here have had children that you have poured your heart and your love into. And I've worked with you now for almost 6 years. And I guess if you count the other, probably seven, but you have and been in life group with you for I don't know how many years, but you are such a godly woman, and I wish everyone here could see the attitude that you have to how you approach everything, because it is one that is submitted to do what God wants to do with yourself out of consideration. You are humble, you are meek, and you are pure in heart. And we are grateful that you are here to be able to model that and input and invest into our children. So we thank you. And I'll give you a moment if you want to say something, but we are grateful.
Wow, I didn't know this was coming. It truly is a privilege and an honor to teach and to lead your children to the foot of the cross. There is no greater honor, there really isn't. I started this when my youngest was in first grade, and I poured my life into my own children, into my family. And I just thought we needed to supplement our income. So I thought, Lord, what am I going to do? And I looked at other jobs, and this is like God just opened up this door of opportunity. And I said, yes. And it is truly a privilege. It is. And I love your children like they're my own. And I am so thankful. And just to think that one day, that when we get to heaven, that we will see the lives that we touch and the ripple effect of our following and obedience to Christ. And just having a willing heart, that whatever he calls you to do, just to say, yes, Lord, and to surrender to his call and to love people right where they are and to see a child, even with their little idiosyncrasies and their little ways, to look beyond that. To look at their heart and to say, God made them that way for a reason. And he's drawing them in their own unique way, in their own time, into his kingdom's purposes. So I thank you. And it is truly a privilege and an honor. And I will do this until the Lord, till Jesus either tells me to do something else or till he takes me home to be with him. So thank you.
Well, God definitely didn't want you working. He wanted you serving. So let's just pray. Father, we are so thankful for the great gift that you give us of each other. And you create each one of us a masterpiece. And you make us perfectly to be able to serve and to love and to shine your light exactly where you want us to be. And we are so grateful that you created Laura and made her just like she is, and called her and opened the door for her to be here. to help lead our children and to lead us and to be our friend and our sister in Christ. We thank you, God, for you are great, and we appreciate you and what you have done in her life and through her life so much. And so we just thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.